The first full week of astronomical spring is upon us. The full moon is this week. A significant sunset time is reached, and how our daylight gain peaks. All that and the weekly weather preview next on episode number 147 of Obsessed with the Weather. The Scituate's weekly weather episodes of Obsessed with the Weather are brought to you by Scituate Family Dental. Conveniently located on the Driftway in Scituate, Dr. Yardley, Dr. Murphy, and their team offer the best in dental care. As a client myself, I can't say enough great things about them. Our entire family is under their friendly, timely, and excellent dental care. You can learn more about them by visiting scituatefamilydental.com. That's scituatefamilydental.com to know more. They are the best. Obsessed with Weather is also brought to you by the Weathering Scituate Facebook group. Have you joined the group yet? If not, you're missing the daily detailed weather forecast, beach and boating updates during the summer, and updates on weather events impacting you and your interests here in Scituate. Go to Facebook and look for the group Weathering Scituate to find out more and to join today.
Everywhere he goes, people want to know what's the weather, so he tells them. He's obsessed with the weather, any type of weather, he's obsessed.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode number 147 of the Obsessed with the Weather podcast. I'm your host, Steve McGuire. This podcast comes to you from the home of some of the world's most diverse weather, Scituate, Massachusetts, and the back of our garage. This is a reminder to subscribe today on iTunes, Spotify, or whatever you listen to your podcasts on. And when you subscribe, the episodes immediately get downloaded onto your phone or device or whatever you're listening. So you want to subscribe today. And visit obsessedwiththeweather.com to learn about the weather of the week coming up, as well as listen to some old interviews that are there. We do have some new interviews coming up, so be watching for those, which is pretty exciting. So we have a couple awesome guests coming up that we have not had an interview in a long time. I have an excellent episode for you today as I preview the last full week of March. This is it. March is going out the door. Came in like a kind of a baby lion, and it's going out again, kind of like a baby lion. No lamb this week. We'll get to that in a second. And it's also the first full week of astronomical spring. But first, it is quiz time. So the full moon reaches its peak illumination actually in a few hours. If you're listening on Sunday afternoon or Sunday night, 3 a.m. on Monday morning, the 25th of March, Greta McGuire's birthday, by the way. So if you see Greta kicking around, wish her a happy birthday. So the full moon is tomorrow morning at 3 a.m. What is the traditional name of the March full moon? And I'll take a bunch. There's one particular name, and then there's a bunch of other alternative names. But what's the name of the March full moon? All right, let's look at the week overall and some highlights coming up. I hate to say it, folks. I know. My goodness, after our almost 2 inches of rain yesterday on Saturday, it looks like another overall pretty gray work week ahead. We're going to talk about why here in a second. So we're going to be influenced by and impacted by two offshore storms this week. So there's a big storm going to be offshore the first half of the week, like late Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's just going to give us an onshore flow. So like east, northeast winds, and we're just going to take on the ocean temperature. So like mid-40s with drizzle and a chance of showers. We'll get to all the details of that. And then a more significant storm Thursday into Friday that looks like it's going to be more of a direct hit from a coastal standpoint. No real coastal concerns, I don't think, yet as of right now. But keep an eye out and stay tuned on that. So we have begun the sunrise piece. Very exciting. Now goes back before 6:30 a.m. before the end of the week, or actually toward the end of the week. We go before 6:30 a.m. And the sunset is now after 7 o'clock. Again, if you're listening on Sunday afternoon or Sunday night, the 7 p.m. number was reached, actually exactly was reached tonight, 7 p.m. The sun will not set at or after 7 p.m. again until September 10th. How awesome is that? So let's do that, those numbers. Let's call it April, May, June, July, August, almost 5.5 months, which is really exciting. So those later sunsets, now we just have to start to feel the impact of the sun. One other note about the sun is the UV index. So it's not going to be high this week at all. However, if you do get sun exposure or you get sunburn and you're fair skinned, the UV index, again, not forecasted to be high all week, but it does reach a 5. So it's sunburn time, and I can definitely attest to that. I have started to get sunburn already a couple times from being outside with my classes. So just be aware of that is a thing right now. So we began our maximum daylight per day. We started that already. And then we wrap it up on Thursday. So Thursday is the last day of maximum sunlight gain. And that wraps up 19 days in a row of a gain of 2 minutes and 51 seconds per day. We obviously still continue to gain sunlight, but the rate in which we gain sunlight starts to decrease. This week's pick of the week, unfortunately, doesn't look like until Saturday. So Saturday looks partly cloudy and 49 degrees, but that is the pick of the week just based on what's about to come up, and we're going to talk about it. Our warmest day of the week this week looks like Wednesday with a high temperature of 56, but it also comes with the cost of some rain. Our coldest day of the week is Monday, so if you're listening on Sunday night, Monday is going to be chilly, high temperature of 40 degrees and a wind chill to make it feel well below that. So 40 degrees on Monday, our coldest day. Our average high temperature for the last week of March is 48 degrees. And our average low temperature for the last week of March is 33 degrees. And we're going to be around those numbers all week. The low temperatures are going to be well above 33, but the high temperatures are going to hang and average out at about 48. And the long-range forecast, hate to say it, has us stuck in the 40s and low 50s for the foreseeable two-week future. So we'll take it 1 week at a time here, but it's kind of how things roll right now. So, okay, there's the week overall. Now let's get to the details. So if you're listening again on Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, partly cloudy tonight, low temperature overnight of 36 degrees. Monday, our coldest day of the week, high temperature 40 degrees, low temperature 36, and mostly cloudy on Monday with an onshore flow. Tuesday, some showers, high temperature Tuesday only 41, low temperature Tuesday 39 degrees. Wednesday, the warmest day of the week, high temperature 56, low temperature 46 with some morning showers. Thursday looks like our best shot at legit rain, maybe over an inch of rain. High temperature Thursday, only 49 degrees with rain, and the low temperature 42. And then Friday, the showers continue. High temperature Friday, maxing out around 47. Low temperature around 36. Again, more showers and clouds on Friday. And then it does finally look like we clear it out, maybe though with some wind. We clear it out for the weekend, partly cloudy with a high temperature of 49 on Saturday, but breezy. Low temperature Saturday, 35. And then Sunday looks like a high temperature of 46, low temperature 36, and partly cloudy on Sunday. So next weekend looks tolerable, but it's just not going to be we're not looking at any 60s, 50s or 60s. Anytime soon, very March. We're gonna hold this March pattern for the foreseeable future and for this upcoming week. So, okay. So lots of details about this full moon we have tomorrow night. So, first things first. So the name of the traditional most accepted name of the March full moon is the full worm moon. However, there's a lot of information directly from the Farmer's Almanac. March's full moon goes by the name the Worm Moon. For many years, we thought this name referred to the earthworms that appear as soil starts to warm in the spring. This invites robins and other birds to feed, a true sign of spring. However, more research revealed another explanation. In the 1760s, Captain Jonathan Carver visited the Nattawassee, Dakota, and other Native American tribes and wrote that the name worm moon refers to a different sort of worm, a beetle larvae, which began to emerge from the thawing bark of trees and other winter hideouts at this time. So I guess you could take it as the earthworms, but these beetle larvae seem to be another part of it. All right, some alternative March full moon names. There's quite a few names, again, right from the Farmer's Almanac, quite a few names for the March moon that speak to the transition from winter to spring. Some refer to the appearance or reappearance of certain animals, such as the eagle moon and the goose moon, or the crow comes back moon. The sugar moon marks the time of year when the sap of sugar maple starts to flow. The wind strong moon refers to the strong windy days that come up at this time of year, and we've felt those. The sore eyes moon highlights the blinding rays of sunlight that reflect off melting snow in late winter. So there you have it. Lots of March full moon names. And the worm moon is the winner or the most accepted and the one that people refer to it as the most for the month of March. So, all right, that's it. I hope you have an awesome week. Hang in there. We're gonna turn the corner at some point. It really doesn't look like much snow. However, how about Saturday? Places in Vermont saw over 30 inches of snow. We got 2 inches of rain. Vermont got 30. New Hampshire had like 28. Places in Maine had 25 plus. So, you know, I wouldn't take your snow stakes out yet. However, with each passing day and the rising rays of the sun, the chance of a big southern New England snowstorm continues to drop and dwindle. So, all right. Thanks so much for joining me today on today's podcast. You can reach and go to obsessedwiththeweather.com to find out more about today's show and upcoming episodes. Be sure again to subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or whatever you listen to your podcasts on. Hang in there. Try to get some sunlight whenever it's visible. And I hope you have an awesome week. Down, gave birth to a beautiful stone.